breath
of life.
This call is being recorded.
Continue to feel and know yourself as you are the light. All is now exactly as it needs to be. Even if you still see pockets of darkness, know that they are turning to light and will continue to turn to light. For there can be no darkness when there is even just a bit of illumination. That illumination will brighten up an entire room. One pinpoint of light, one candle, will illuminate an entire dark room. There is no darkness that can extinguish the light. Yourself beginning to drift back to the pillar of light that you came up in, that you rose up in. As you move back toward that pillar of light and move back down toward your physical body, notice as you come down lower and lower in the pillar of light, here I am in front of you. I, as Sanat Kumara, I sit on my beautiful white horse, holding the sword of truth, the golden sword of truth, waiting for you all to come back down the pillar of light. See me now in all my glory. As I continue to show you in all of your glory. As you come back into your bodies, into your physical forms, know that I am here with you. Before you open your physical eyes, with your third eye now, become aware of me. Become aware of the manifestation of the light that I am sharing here. I am here amongst you. My energy is with you. I am with you. As you begin to open your eyes, some of you will continue to see me, even with your physical eyes, along with your third eye open. Allow yourselves now to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation. Fully revitalized and refreshed. Some of you are feeling my energy. Some of you are seeing my energy. If you are not seeing it, do not despair. If you are not feeling it, do not despair. For all is exactly as it needs to be in this exact right moment. As Sanat Kumara, I have many names, many callings. Some say I am the Lord of the world. Some say I am the great initiator and the ancient of days. many other such names. The name I most resonate to is the Great Initiator. For I am there whenever there is an initiation to be had, to take place. I am the one that presides over these initiations. Just as many of you received an initiation at the prior advance that you had, I was there to preside over this. And I am here now, not as an initiation, but as a movement of consciousness. Because what is an initiation but a movement of consciousness, a change in consciousness, a change in vibration? This is all about consciousness and vibration. Entire ascension process is consciousness and vibration. As you continue to shift and change and move along with this consciousness shift, everything begins to open up for you. You find that you are no longer immersed in this illusion, this three-dimensional illusion. Or you can be in the illusion and yet be out of it. You can see it for what it is, but know that you are not in it. All you need to do is trust. Trust that you are in the right moment, at the right place, at the right time. Everything is being orchestrated exactly as it needs to be, and that you are a part of this great orchestration, this great plan. Because as the energies continue to increase, along with the vibrations, everything that you have known within this illusion over many and countless lifetimes has prepared you for these moments that are coming, these moments that are even now. You hear of things such as Nisara. You hear of things such as resets. You hear of all of these things. And yes, they are real. Yes, they are coming. But do not be in the future waiting for them. Be in the moment now. Be in your life at this moment. But in your life at this moment, be in the increased vibrations. Feel the vibration all around you. Utilizing many different techniques that you have been given, not even only this lifetime, but over many lifetimes. Many of you come from a calling long ago where you sat in those caves, those monasteries. You practiced these various techniques. Because you remembered them. You practiced them and worked with them. Some of you even ascended through them, only to return now, be a part of this new expression, this new golden age becoming. Even though you have been a part of many golden ages prior to this, here you are again now, moving into another such golden age. But as you move into this new golden age, know that you are already in it. It is all around you. All you need to do is open your eyes, your third eye, as well as your physical eyes, as they are attuned by the third eye. And everything then becomes crystal clear. Because you are moving through this consciousness shift now. You are moving through these various initiations now. You are experiencing the various downloads that are being brought to you now. The past is gone. Do not live in the past. The future is not yet, only based on probabilities and possibilities. The now, the moment that you are in, is now. Know this. Continue to move along through your daily lives, finding the energy within you and spreading that energy, spreading that light, that love, that sense of oneness to all that you come in contact with. For then you are moving as a warrior. As a light warrior, you are expressing as that light warrior. We are all so very proud of all of you, not in an ego state, but in a level of understanding that all is exactly as it needs to be. And you are exactly where you need to be now. I am Sanat Kumara. I will continue to preside over these various initiations. Another one to come soon. In which time I will be there amongst you again. All of my peace and love be with all of you. Continue on sharing and spreading the light wherever you find the opportunity.
Love you.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om, Om. Good evening to you. How are you all?
Good.
You all feel good?
Awesome.
Yeah.
All feel like the energies are with you?
Yes.
You are strong in those energies? How many of you saw Sanat Kumara?
I did.
Yep.
Yes.
And or felt him or experienced some sensation of him.
Yeah.
Very good, very good. This was a beginning here for some of you, a manifestation of types here. Because in the times coming, you are going to experience more and more of this type of thing. You are going to experience more and more of your various guides that are working with you, the mentors that are working with you now, that are going to begin to show themselves more and more to you in many different ways. Some even to the point of physically appearing to you. Not in your 3D illusion, but in the higher vibrations, when you find yourself in the higher vibrations, so that we can then be with you. For we will not come down all the way to where you find yourselves when you are in the depths of depression or when you are feeling anger or any of these things. You will not find us there with you then. But when you are feeling good, when you are experiencing the joys of life, when you are in joy yourself, that is when we will be making our appearance to you. And we will be appearing to you in various ways at the next advance as well. Just a hint here. Just a get ready, because things are going to begin to pop. Is that the right saying here?
Yeah, it works.
It works? Okay. Do you have questions here for one who serves? Yes.
Could you remind us why it's very important when James is in trance that people don't get up and move around and disturb the energy?
It's very important because of the sense of focus, the sense of movement out of consciousness or semi-conscious state. That the one, not only James, but anyone who is doing this type of communication is involved with. And there is a sense of a jarring or a something that brings the one that is allowing this communication to come through, brings that one back somewhat. So it is a need to maintain a separation of sorts in this communication style here. Does this make sense?
Thank you.
It is always best to keep the noises down, to keep the interruptions down as much as possible. We know that you are in the human state, just as we are in the human state as well. Some of that may be shocking to some of you, but we are. We are in human body just as you are. We have just moved ahead a little bit further than you in terms of consciousness and realizing who we are. And once you come to fully realize who you are, then you will be right there with us, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Other questions here?
This is Cheryl. I have a question.
Yes.
What is the probability that we will have announcements in June this month?
The probability based on right now, this moment, as we are speaking, it is coming very soon.
Got
now, we know that is not the answer you are wanting. So we will elaborate just a little bit more. Based on the probabilities right now, you are looking at a time possibly toward the end of this summer period you are in into the early fall period for many different changes to begin to develop. But again, that is based on what is showing now in the Akashic Record. So when you are ready to, when you are moving rather into that time frame, many things can shift and change as they have often done, because it is all based on consciousness, collective consciousness. And as the collective consciousness continues to shift, so do the probabilities and possibilities of what's available. But know this, without any shadow of a doubt here, people, know that all of these things that we have been speaking of, that all of us have been speaking of through many different sources, many different types of intelligence that are coming forward, you might call it, many of these things, all of this is accurate at some level here. In other words, all of it is going to happen. Just we do not know the sequence of it or the exact timing. But there is only one that knows the exact timing, and that is Prime Creator Source itself. And he, she, it has not given given us the information yet. Okay?
Okay. So the person that is going to make the announcement, does that change as well?
Yes, in many respects, that often changes as well.
Thank you.
But there is not only one announcement. There are many announcements that will come. And they will likely, at this point, they will come from many different sources.
Wonderful.
Other questions here?
This is Scott. I have a question.
It's
regarding twin flames and twin souls. My awakening started 3.5 years ago when I encountered my twin flame in the physical plane. That sparked a lot of remembrance in me, and I had a lot of amazing experiences since that time. I've been fortunate enough to be acquainted with a twin flame couple in the physical plane that are in union, and they have been a great help to me In that period, I have not seen any twin flame unions manifest in the physical plane. I know they've happened, I just haven't seen them. So I was wondering if you can kind of give a state of the twin flame union and just let us know, because a lot of us are really wanting to see unions manifest in the physical plane. It would just be very exciting and uplifting. And wondering if you can share any positive news regarding the twin flame collective.
What we can share with you is it is coming. For many, it is coming. Some, it has already begun, but it is coming for many here who will experience this when it is time, when it is the right moment. For many, it is not the right moment because many are still caught up within the illusion here, within the three-dimensional illusion. And it will take the movement out of this illusion into the higher vibrations, higher dimensions, all of this, for then your twin flame, your twin soul, to make his or her appearance to you. And this is coming. It is part of the grand celebration that is being planned here. So what we can say, though, is we cannot say too much because, and we always say this, we do not want to ruin the surprise for you. For when you first, and this is to all, not only this one who has asked this question, but to all. When you first are ready to experience your twin soul, it will be like coming home like you have never felt before. You can take Dorothy with her clicking her shoes three times and expand that 1,000 times over as to what you would feel at that moment as you are knowing you're going home. If you can even begin to imagine what we are speaking of here. As to ones who have already found their twin flame, their twin soul, then you are the ones that are leading the pack, you might say, the forerunners of this. And it does not happen often yet, but it is going to happen more and more. And especially when you find yourselves on the ships and you find yourselves down into inner and hollow earth, all of these times into the cities of light, this is where you will meet with your twin flame. And you are ready for this. Does this answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Are there further questions here?
That's your question.
Yes.
On a joke. Okay, so...
Well, we would just give you trick back, but go for it.
Okay, how is focusing in the now... How does focusing in the now change our perspective of our future?
When you are focused in the now, you are in the moment. You are in the joy within the moment. And as you are focusing in that moment, everything becomes crystal clear to you. And you do not need to think about the past, and you do not even need to think about what is yet coming, because you do not need to know what is coming, because you are exactly where you need to be and feeling in that moment that everything is right. Or as you said yesterday to the James, you'll feel right as rain.
Okay, so then why is it that we have so many discussions about what's coming?
Because this is part of the illusion, part of the 3D illusion and your programming here. To anticipate the future, to look forward to the future, to plan for your future, to set goals and all of these things for your future. But what those who have created this expression here and this programming, what they have not told you is that you do not want to be, that you are not in the moment. You see, if you are in the moment, then you are in control of everything that is happening to you. But if you are constantly looking toward the future and hoping and anticipating and all of this, this leads to feelings of anger and resentment and all of this because the future did not turn out to be the way you wanted it to be. And this was part of the programming of the cabal here.
Okay, so, but it seems that much of your speaking to us is about the future.
Much of our speaking to you is about being in the now, as much as you possibly can, and feeling a sense of anticipation about what is coming. Because as you are in the now, though, everything begins to take care of itself as you move into the future, you see.
So, would you say then that we would be better off not continuing that?
There is no better off here. You must understand, Joanna. Everything is exactly as it needs to be and right where you need to be. So if you are focusing on the now, then that is all you need to be focused on. That is not to say, though, that you cannot look forward to what is coming, again, based on the probabilities and possibilities of what is going to be. But being in the now allows you to be in that perfect moment within your, with the source within you being at that level, that connection level, that everything exactly is working out for you.
So what you're saying, when we start this video, is that if we...
Please, we need you to raise the voice here. We cannot hear the question.
Okay. When we start this video, am I understanding correctly that if we maintain the joyfulness, the blissfulness of the now, then we increase the possibility or the of the now into the future? We are creating that? Is that what you're saying?
That is correct. That is very well said, yes.
Thank you. That's really great.
This is about believing and you will see, creating what you want in the moment. Or as you create what you want in the moment, you are creating your life ahead of you as well. So why not be in the now, live here in the now? That does not mean to say be in the 3D illusion, though. That means to say be in the higher vibrations outside of the 3D illusion, in the now, and then you are creating the perfect future for you and the world here in terms of a new golden age.
So the more I stayed in that blissfulness of the now, therefore the longer it is.
Yes.
Great. Ooh, that's a tool right there.
What did she say? I didn't get that.
Well, I say in now and three-dimensional, fifth-dimensional, whatever, and the more.
Please speak up here. We cannot understand your question.
They were just repeating what someone had just said.
There was no question.
Very good. Are there other questions here?
Yes, I have a question. This is Gail. I was reading an article where they talked about on September 22nd, we will be entering the photonic field of light. And for all of the solar system, they said indeed has stepped foot into the new accord. Can you talk more on that? And we will be going into a state of hibernation then, or?
Not hibernation, no. How would that be if you went into a state of hibernation? You're not bears.
I don't know. I'm just reading what I was reading.
You are moving into higher vibrations, a consciousness shift as you continue to move along. So that as the Earth herself, Gaia herself, is moving through the solar system into various other areas, photonic belts, and all of these types of things, you are moving into an energy or an area of more light and energy. And all of this is the part of the process that is happening here in terms of many of the energies that are coming from outside of the Earth, from even outside of the solar system at times, to bring these energies, this consciousness shift to the planet here. So you are receiving what you might say a great deal of help from many different sources that are continuing to help to increase the vibrations, bring more light here, and then you as the light workers and light warriors are the ones that are anchoring this light as the light workers, and as the light warriors, you are then spreading the light. You see?
Okay. They just talked about mentors and stuff like that would be working more with us, and not that they're not working with us now, but helping us bringing together all of our, you know, getting rid of the, not really getting rid of the egos, but putting it on the back burner and helping us to see, you know, like what we, our past or whatever.
Yes, you are
I'm not clear on it.
Your mentors are coming. Some are already here. Some have been with you in various ways. Some of the ones that are here will be shifting into other ones that will be coming. Once there is what you call disclosure and first contact and all of this is begun, there will be many that will be coming to assist in this entire process, to help you through this ascension process. Because it would be difficult for many here across the planet, as the collective here we are speaking, would be difficult for many to begin to move through this ascension process as you are up to this point. And they would not be able to do it, though, without some assistance outside of themselves or even being able to connect within themselves with Source Within. But many do not even know the terminology of what Source Within is. They still think in terms of a God outside of themselves. This is from the religious programming that has gone on. And this needs to be, in many respects, shattered. This myth, this programming needs to be shattered. And it will be when the various situation is right for all of this.
Okay, so September 22nd, is that a special date for us to look be looking, you know, for something specific to happen, or
September 22nd, August 13th, July 4th? I mean, you can look at all of these various times for yourself as significant, but they are only significant based on what is in the moment now in terms of probabilities and, again, possibilities. Now, that is not to say that there is not cosmic events that are occurring at that time, and they will be, and they are influencing much that is happening. But you always need to take a look at what the collective consciousness is bringing about in that particular moment. This is what determines when the soon, when our soon, rather, becomes your soon. See?
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Very good. Any further questions here?
Yes, I have a question. This is Sue. Thank you so very much for your response. In the middle of the night, last night, I had a communication. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Oh, good. So in the middle of the night last night, I received a communication that said the great movement from the sun will occur in 3 days. I'm assuming that was in reference to the event. Could you clarify that? Can you tell me what the origin of this communication was and why the reference to 3 days and what that may mean?
The movement from the sun is in terms of not so much your sun here, although this sun is a conduit of the energies. The solar system sun is a conduit for the energies that are coming from the galactic central sun. So
right.
When this occurs, there will be a great movement. This would be considered the event. As far as the 3 days part, Part of this is your programming that you have had from long ago in terms of what you have heard about the 3 days of 3 days and nights of darkness. And this is a symbolic in many respects of what is happening within each individual. As you continue to move through this consciousness shift, you will have that sense of what has been called the familiars in your life leaving you. And this will bring about a sense of darkness within temporarily. What has been called at sometimes the dark night of the soul.
What was the origin of the community?
It doesn't mean there will be 3 physical days of darkness. That is not what this is meaning. It can be, but this is not necessarily what will be.
What was the origin of the communication?
It is coming from within you. It is specific to you and what is happening within you at this time, and what will happen even more so within you.
And what did you mean by familiars?
The familiars in terms of as you move through this transition process and the ascension process, you will be those familiar things in your life, whether they are guides or relationships or places of living or stuff that you have, and all of this will be leaving you, your comfort zones, all of this. You will be moving into a new state of consciousness. And to move into this new state of consciousness, you must let go of the old state in terms of your old attachments and such.
Got it. Makes sense. Thank you so much.
Yes. Glad we make sense sometimes here. Anything further here before we release channel?
I just wanted to say thank you for all of your good messages.
Thank you. Thank you. All the wisdom.
Then we would say thank you for everything that you are doing. Because without you, we would not be here doing what we do. Remember that. We can only be of service to you if you are there to allow us to be of service. Okay? Then we are ready to release channel here. Know that as the days continue to go by and you continue to feel at times weary and wondering, when is this going to end? We know some of you go through this and you wonder, when is it really going to be soon? And when are these things going to happen? And all of this, just as the disciples asked Yeshua, tell us of when these ending days will be, what it will be like when the days come to an end here, and he spoke about this. This is very similar to that time frame that he was speaking of. In other words, you are in those end times, and everything is coming to a head here. Everything is coming to a crescendo. That is the word that Sananda used some time ago, and we will continue to utilize this word because this is what resembles mostly what is going to be as you come to the crescendo of everything that you have been working toward, all of the energies that you have been working to raise within yourself and outside of yourself. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you.